that's why there's weeping and wailing and grinding of teeth. You may cover your conscience over as an unregenerate person, but no one's conscience will be muted or silenced forever. Conscience will, in the end, turn with a vengeance on the sinner, reminding him everlastingly in hell that he alone is responsible for the eternal agonies he suffers, and he deserves them. Conscience, I believe, is the chief tormentor of the damned and cannot be misinformed, nor can it be silenced. Conscience is nemesis gone berserk. Listen to what John Flavel, 17th century Puritan, wrote. Conscience, which should have been the soul's curb here on earth, becomes the whip that lashes the soul in hell. Neither is there any faculty or power belonging to the soul of man so fit and able to do it as his own conscience. That which was the seat and center of all guilt now becomes the seat and center of all torment. Sinners will have a fully informed and relentless conscience forever. I think it's the conscience that really gets us to the cross. You say, why do you say that? Because the cross is where you go to be forgiven, right? The cross is where you go to get delivered. The cross is where you go, in Bunyan's word, to dump the load, right? So it's the conscience that gets you there. Somehow the gospel comes, and by the miraculous work of sovereign grace, God cleans off the darkened conscience. The light of the truth shines through, and we see, and our conscience is activated, and there's repentance and confession and pounding the chest, and God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 10:22, salvation is described in beautiful words, being washed from an evil conscience. Hebrews 9:14 says, the blood of Christ cleanses the conscience. Now listen, young people, you've had that done in Christ. You're going to let the thing get muddied up again? The conscience fights all alone inside there. Edwards knew that. 1 Corinthians 2 says, listen to this, only the spirit of a man knows the man. You're the only one who really knows what's going on. That's the introduction. Now turn to the text. 2 Corinthians 1. 2 Corinthians 1. I wish I could help you get your arms around this whole epistle, but